Hello, everyone. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's learn something new.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. I hope you're ready. Today's topic is news.
And the title of our lesson is The Problem with Bees. The Problem with Bees. Wait a second. I thought today was about news. This is when we talk about something important in the world.
And we are, Peter. We are talking about bees.
You mean to say that we are talking about an insect?
Yes.
Well, the one that buzzes around that we find on flowers all the time?
That's right.
And the flying insect that is yellow and black and might sting you if you get mad?
That's the one. So today, we are going to learn all about bees. But first, let's go over our keywords with Christina.
Hello, 今天的主题是蜜蜂 bees. 大家都知道蜜蜂是能生产蜂蜜。蜂蜜就是 honey. Everyone knows they make honey. 每一个蜂窝里只有一只蜂后，这是他们的皇后。这只 queen 最主要的工作就是要产卵。The queen's job is to produce eggs. 所以 produce 就是动词生产。另外还有一种叫做工蜂，工作的工 ,worker bees. 这些工蜂都是雌性的。All worker bees are female. 形容词 female 指的是雌性母的。针对养蜂近来发生了一些问题，很多蜜蜂离开蜂窝后就消失了。消失或失踪就是 disappear. Many of them are disappearing. 很可能是因为农夫使用了有毒化学物质造成环境的污染，让这些蜜蜂生病了。名词 poison 可以指毒药，也可以泛指有毒的东西。
Hi everyone, welcome to LTE TV. My name is Susie.Bees are amazing. They are also very important. Everyone knows that honeybees make honey. But bees do a lot of other things too. They make beeswax, which can be used for everything from food to hand cream. They also help people grow food. When bees collect pollen to make honey, they pollinate plants.Many fruit and nut trees are pollinated by bees.
Bees are amazing, and they are also important. That's what we learn about in this first part.
Hey, I knew bees were important, but I never knew they did so much for us. But I have a question to start with. First, we say the word bees.Then we use honeybees, which is right. It's the kind of bee that makes honey.
Honey is delicious. I put honey on toast.
That's right. It is very good. Honey is sweet and very yummy. But bees do a lot of other things, too. They make beeswax.
Bees what?
Beeswax, Peter. It's wax that a bee makes.Maybe you would think of a candle. That is made from a kind of wax. And bees make a wax too.
Well, what can you use this wax for?
The beeswax can be used for everything, from food to hand cream. I love my beeswax hand cream. Oh, sorry. I should be thinking about English, not hand cream. Well, let's visit Christina for more on this phrase.
从食物到护手霜，蜜蜂制作的蜜蜡 beeswax 可以用来制造很多东西，它的用途真的很广。They make beeswax, which can be used for everything from food to hand cream. 片语 everything from A to B 指的就是从 A 到 B 所有的东西。这个片语很好用，你可以用它来描述两个好朋友无所不谈。They talk about everything from movies to travel. 从电影到旅游什么都谈。 而某家商店什么都卖，你可以说 They sell everything from candy to cars， 从糖果到汽车什么都卖。这个片语很好用吧？你也来试试看。
So bees make things we use and eat, but they are also very important for growing our food.
Yes, they are. Well, now let's learn more about bees themselves. Let's watch part two together.
Most bees live in hives, in groups called colonies. Each colony has thousands of worker bees, but only one queen. The queen's job is to produce eggs. Without a queen, a colony will die. All worker bees are female. They clean the hive, make honey, and take care of the eggs. Colonies also have a few male bees called drones. They don't stay in the hive very long.
So first, we learned about what bees do. But in this part, we learn about the bees themselves. How do they live?
Most bees live in hives, in groups called colonies.
Interesting. Are there many bees in one colony?
Each colony has thousands of worker bees, but only one queen. The worker bees are the ones we see all the time.
That's right. They do all the work, flying around, making honey. They fly from the beehive to flowers. Then they come back.Then they make the honey in the hive.
So while these worker bees are busy buzzing around, what does the queen bee do?
The queen's job is also very important. The queen's job is to produce eggs. Produce here just means to make. She makes the eggs. And the worker bees take the eggs and take care of them.
So without a queen...The colony will die. Let's hear what Christina has to say about this sentence.
每一个蜂窝都只有一只蜂后，若是没有蜂后，这群蜜蜂就是无法生存下去。Without a queen, a colony will die. 请留意一下句首的 without a queen. 这里的句首放了一个 without something 的做法，可以强调出这样东西非常的重要，你要把它学起来哦。我们来练习这个造句。Without enough sleep, I can't do anything well. 没有足够的睡眠，我什么都做不好。Without her help, we could never make it. 没有她的帮助，我们是绝对做不到的。所以这个 without something 放在句首做强调的说法，你学会了吗？
Thanks, Christina.So we learned what the queen is. Queens are always, always female. I am a female. Girls and women are female.
And I am male, so I would be a king. And the king says, it's time for us to take a break. Friends, we'll see you after this. Don't go away. Hey, Marie, have you ever been stung by a bee?
Actually, Peter, I have never, ever been stung by a bee before. I try to stay away from them.
Oh, you are so lucky. I have been stung by a bee when I was really young. I remember it hurt a lot. But bees are okay. They are friendly and important. Let's learn more in part three.
People that take care of bees are called beekeepers. Right now, they have a big problem. Many bees are leaving their hives and disappearing. Nobody is really sure why this is happening. A polluted environment might be one problem. Poisons that farmers use might also be a problem. The bees could also be getting sick. But people need to solve this problem. We need healthy bees. Thanks for watching, everyone. See you next time. Bye-bye.
So many people like honey, right? And many farms need bees for their plants. Well, there is a special job people do who take care of bees.
These people are called beekeepers. And right now, these people have a problem. And, well, it's not just the beekeepers that have a problem. It is also everyone else. Bees are important to our plants.
Yes. So, what is the problem? Many bees are leaving their hives and disappearing. They are disappearing. Oh, no. They are disappearing. And that's also today's calendar phrase.
They are disappearing.
They are disappearing.
那些正在消失中。
I baked a lot of cookies.
They are disappearing.
And the cookies are delicious.
They are disappearing.
Everybody loves my cookies.
They're disappearing.
Hey, where are all my cookies?
They disappeared.
They are disappearing.
They are disappearing.
那些正在消失中。
Sorry, I don't know where I went, but that was a fun calendar phrase anyway. So actually, this is a big problem we are talking about today. Remember, what do bees do?
They help our plants and food grow. They also make honey.
But they are disappearing. But we don't know why. That makes the problem even more scary.
That's right. Nobody is really sure why this is happening. A polluted environment might be one problem.
Yeah, and the other is farmers are putting poison on their lands. This is not good. Well, friends, think about this, but right now we need to review from today. Here are those key words.
Here's our first key word of the day. Honey. Honey. I like eating honey on bread.
Produce. Produce. Sandy produces nice paintings.
Female. Female. Those are female sheep.
Disappear. Disappear. Many animals are disappearing.
Poison. Poison. They used poison to kill the rats. Friends, those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Now let's review our lesson one more time.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to LTE TV. My name is Susie. Bees are amazing. They are also very important. Everyone knows that honeybees make honey. But bees do a lot of other things too. They make beeswax, which can be used for everything from food to hand cream. They also help people grow food. When bees collect pollen to make honey, they pollinate plants. Many fruit and nut trees are pollinated by bees. Most bees live in hives, in groups called colonies. Each colony has thousands of worker bees, but only one queen. The queen's job is to produce eggs. Without a queen, a colony will die. All worker bees are female, They clean the hive, make honey, and take care of the eggs. Colonies also have a few male bees called drones. They don't stay in the hive very long. People that take care of bees are called beekeepers. Right now, they have a big problem. Many bees are leaving their hives and disappearing. Nobody is really sure why this is happening. A polluted environment might be one problem. Poisons that farmers use might also be a problem. The bees could also be getting sick. But people need to solve this problem. We need healthy bees. Thanks for watching, everyone. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bees are amazing.
Bees are scary.
Bees are also very important.
But I don't like bees.
Bees make honey.
Ooh, I do love honey.
Then you should love bees.
But sometimes bees hurt you.
True. So you should be careful around bees.
Be careful. Very funny.
Bees help us in many ways.
I guess you're right.
But bees have a problem.
Oh, what's the problem?
They're disappearing.
Really? Why?
Nobody knows for sure.
Oh, hey, my bee! It disappeared!
Where'd it go?
I don't know. Oh, come back, bee!
It's great being out here with you fishing, Tammy.
Thanks, Dad. I like coming out here with you, too.
So, any big questions for me this time?
Well, we covered a lot our last time fishing.
You had some really good questions. Let's see. How do birds fly? Why is the sky blue? Where does water come from?
Yeah, you're really smart, Dad.
Thanks, kiddo. Well, were there any questions that we missed?
Well, last week in school I learned something, but my teacher couldn't explain it.
Oh, really? Let me try.
Well, Bobby uses his left hand to write, but almost everybody else uses their right hand. Why is that?
Well, you see...
Does someone need a super sentence?
Super Sentence Man?
I am Super Sentence Man, yes. And I heard that someone had a good question. Was that you, Tammy? Yes, today's answer is a super sentence. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Nobody is really sure why most people are right-handed.
What?
Why?
When? How? That's right. Today's super sentence is, nobody is really sure... And a question like what, why, when, or how?
Of course. Like, nobody is really sure how gravity works.
Gravity. Deceivingly. Nobody is really sure how gravity works. Very good. Now, would you like to try another super sentence, Tammy?
Yeah, I have this one I keep asking, and everyone gives me a different answer.
Well, I'm all ears. I'm sure that I have a good answer for you, and I'm sure it's a good, challenging question. So, what is it?
Nobody is really sure where babies come from.
Oh. Babies. Where babies come from.
You can answer that one.
Well, you see, when you're her father, when you're dad, and, you see, sometimes,
Super Sentence Man need a super sentence?
No. No. It's just that I hear someone else calling my name. I need to go and help that person. But remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Okay, I gotta go. Good luck, Dad.
Thanks, Super Sentence Man.
So where do babies come from?
Ah. Hey, look. Fish? You want some fish?
Hey.
You should fish more.
Friends, thanks for joining us today and learning about this very important problem in our world.
Yeah, we learned a lot of words like honeybee,
beeswax, and pollen. It was great.
And make sure to join us again for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.